All right.
Hello.
Tell me when you're ready. Call me when you're ready.
Hello. Hi. This is Nina Knight from Family First Returning.
Hi,
Nina. Excuse me, but this is my name is Shanika Garnett. Mm-hmm. Your office is located at 1 Winding Drive.
Yes.
Is anybody at their office right now?
Yes, we are here.
Okay. I need to come there. My husband having an issue with the company and with getting paid. I just talked to somebody and the girl hung up on me. I need to come there.
So
the client is Dorothy Peterson.
Okay, that would be your coordinator is Valeria.
She's not answering the phone. We've been calling her. I myself have been calling her for over a week. Like, no bullshit. I'm dead serious. I'm at the point where I'm ready to call the Better Business Bureau.
I completely understand. Let me place you on a brief hold and get her supervisor on the line, so therefore you can keep him up to date on what's going on, so therefore we can have a better clarification as you're coming in here, because I don't want you to take your frustrations out on me, because that's who you be coming to see is me, okay?
Yeah, well, we need to switch. Like, he need to cancel out his client. They want to go to a whole different company, but they keep saying that we need to speak to the coordinator. He want to get paid out for whatever days that he's old, and he want to just part his ways.
Question. Cache, is that you?
Hold on 1 second. That's him.
Hello.
Hi. Are you the caregiver?
Yes.
How you doing? I'm not for sure if I had a conversation with you before, but I'm looking at, I did text you. I text you on December the 16th. Did you receive a text message from me?
I'm not sure. This is the only voice that sound American that I've ever spoke with. Everything sound like it got, it's not your voice. I don't think I've never spoke with you ever. And it sound like you really helped me too. I've never spoke with you.
Yeah, so I am the supervisor to the agency. So pretty much any problems that comes with any of the coordinators, so I'm like the resolution one.
I hate
one.
Them. I literally hate this company.
No, don't
say. Is that sad to say? I literally hate. Listen, if it's a man in there, I want to fight him. Is that bad to say?
It's that bad.
That is really bad.
That is bad.
Listen, if it wasn't for you, I swear, if I wasn't spoke to you today right now, I was going to call the
BBB.
Yeah, I was on the,
sure.
I was on their line. I was great grow a tell. I was gonna tell on somebody. I ain't gonna lie.
I understand. So I'm looking at your file. I do have a note in here that I text you on December the 16th, and I text you a detailed message stating about our EVV policy of your clocking is
and
hours.
I didn't get no response. That's what I've been calling these people for. I literally talked to this Puerto Rican man. I told them, I said, the service inside my grandmom's house been bad since I've been a child. So the people was telling me, this is how many people I talked to. This is four different people. They said, well, it's three systems. I could put it on my phone, I could put it on the client phone, or they could put some type of system in the client's house. I say to the young lady, I said, well, that will probably be the best thing, because the way the service is set up in certain parts of the house, you can't get no service. You can't get a phone call. You can't get a text out. You can't get nothing. So I say to them, if it's possible, can you come put it in the house? This was maybe like, I want to say maybe like a month and a half ago, because they were saying something about the clock in and clock out. And I'm trying to explain to them the HHA exchange thing is saying I clock in, and then when I go back to clock out, it has a red X next to it stating that it might not have took my clock in.
Nope, that's not necessarily correct. So the red mark is either you clocked in too late after the schedule or too early after the schedule. What happens is the coordinator has to link that visit on her end in the system. So don't be alarmed if you see a red check.
But then they tell me that I haven't been clocking in and out, and that's exactly what I do. Now late, I might be clocking out late because I don't leave the client house to a certain time.
Fine. As long as you clock out before midnight, that is fine because midnight is considered the following day, the next day. So it won't link to the previous day. Yeah, I'm looking at all December. You missing a lot of stuff going on.
I want to see that.
Yeah, you're missing a lot of stuff. Yep, so you guys can come see me, and then I can give you the FOB and register it. So, therefore, and I'll just go over the instructions on how to use it. Yes, so the key is we got to get you compliant with clocking in and out. So that's the key.
That's no, like I told them, that's really no problem. I have no problem with that. So now they send me days that wasn't registered when I clocked in or I clocked out.
Take care of that. Nope. Just don't worry about that. I
did it already, Mama. All that. And then the man said if I can get it in by before 5 o'clock, day before yesterday, that I'll be able to get paid. I went on there. I didn't even get a paycheck.
It's still days missing. I'm looking at December's. Yeah, it's still days missing.
We'll be coming to you after this.
I'm sending you my business card and the directions on how to get to us, okay?
I know exactly where you got it.
I'm sending his number, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you. Peace. Mm-hmm.